Hello, this is Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops, and for today's video, we will be discussing the top 25 ranked players according to Yahoo, and that is going back 14 days. I really like to do these videos because it's nice to assess who's performing at a really high level, and we get to identify guys that are maybe showing up on that list that weren't on the list before, or maybe are just having a really good two-week span. And they make good sell high targets because you can sell people on, hey, this guy's been performing at a top 25 level for 2 weeks now. So that's why I like to do it. And also to acknowledge guys that are performing at a high level. There's going to be names that you're going to see consistently, but there'll be a few names that sneak up in there that you may not have seen there before. If you are new to Barack Lesnar Hoops, please do me a favor. Go ahead and consider subscribing. And if you are not new, thank you so much for watching. Please go ahead and smash that like button, regardless of if you're new or a veteran of Barack Lesnar Hoops. I personally feel I've brought a lot of value to the fantasy basketball community with the information I've been putting out there. So I want to hear from you. If this information has been helping you, leave a comment below. And also consider joining the Discord server. I'll show you a little more about that later, but there's a link in the description. And if you like this games played feature you see right here, that's due to the Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome extension. It's an amazing extension, free extension. You wouldn't be showing this on Yahoo browser version if it weren't for that Chrome extension. So if you want to show that as well as seeing an extended box score, which I'm going to show you right now. We're going to open Jokic and start the discussion with him. Oops, that's not what we meant to do. All right, here we go. If you like this extended box score, then get yourself that Fantasy Basketball Wizard. And since we're here, the number one ranked player right now in the NBA is Nikola Jokic. He's been an absolute monster, averaging close to a triple-double, getting you 1.6 steals per game, close to a block per game, 3.4 turnovers. I will take that when they're coming along with this amazing production. 57% field goal percentage for a guy getting you over 27 points per game, 86.6% free throw. We've seen Jokic put up some amazing fantasy production, but I don't think we've seen it to this degree. He's been absolutely amazing, and a guy that traditionally starts the year off slowly just came out like a bat out of hell starting the season. So he has been red hot. If you have Jokic, you hold on to him. He is the perfect fantasy player right now, in my opinion. If he were able to get his blocks above one, he'd be quite literally a perfect fantasy basketball player. Much love for Jokic. He's one of my favorite players in the NBA, and his value for your fantasy basketball team is out of this world. And guess who's ranked number two? That is Mr. Steph Curry. Mr. Steph Curry is back. When healthy, he's always been a top fantasy basketball option. I don't think anyone predicted he would be this good this season. He's getting near his MVP number, so it's absolutely amazing. And he's been healthy. He's been playing consistently. He's been playing a lot of minutes. We saw him last game, had 25 points, 11 assists, 2 steals. So far for the season, averaging almost 50%, almost over 93% free throw, hitting 5 three-pointers per game, 30 points per game, getting you over a steal per game. Just amazing production from Steph Curry. Hopefully he can keep it up. If you have Steph Curry and you drafted him in that 4 or 5 spot, congratulations. If you drafted him even later than that, congratulations are in order to you. He's been amazing. James Harden, despite being traded to the Brooklyn Nets, has still been a top 3 fantasy basketball player. There are 3 things you can count on in life: death, taxes, and James Harden being a top 3 fantasy basketball asset. Looks like regardless of situation, he's just that good. The man gets way too much hate, way too many doubters. You know who I don't see at the top of this list? Luka Doncic, a guy who is absolutely beloved, while James Harden was being passed over for guys who just frankly haven't been as good as he is. Big fan of James Harden. If you have him on your team, congratulations. He's been absolutely great. And if you didn't sell low on him, congratulations as well, because he's been phenomenal, getting you over 11 assists per game, getting you close to a block per game. The percentages are damn near elite. Big fan of his. We won't discuss Christian Wood because he's only played one game due to his injury, but Christian Wood was doing quite well before he went down with that injury. So we won't discuss him, but another guy who's been performing at a really high level is Terry Rozier. He's ranked in the top 28. His field goal percentage is great, getting you close to 80% free throw, getting you over 3 3-pointers, clearing over 20 points per game, getting you steals, getting you half a block per game, and he's keeping the turnovers really low. He's not getting you a ton of assists, so he's more of a punt assist guy right now, but the minutes are there, the role is secure, his team is doing relatively well, and I think he can continue putting up top 50 numbers. So Terry Rozier, a guy that you could have drafted with your last pick in most drafts, has been surprising everyone. He's actually ranked higher than Damian Lillard over the last 2 weeks. But Damian Lillard is no slouch. He is ranked top three so far for the season, not having quite the season Steph Curry is having, just not hitting as many three-pointers and the percentages aren't as nice, but he's having a great season. And if you can't have Steph Curry, Damian Lillard is a pretty good replacement. He's hitting a ton of threes, he's been getting a ton of minutes, and this last week particularly, he's been really freaking good. He scored 30 or more points, had 43 points yesterday, had 7 3-pointers. The 2 games before that had 5 3-pointers, and he's hitting game winners consistently. Dame time is real. If you have Damian Lillard, I would hold on to him and I would not trade him. I would not trade him unless you're getting a Nikola Jokic or a Steph Curry type player back. If you can trade for Damian Lillard, I don't know who would give him up for cheap. You can definitely try. Chris Paul has played six games over the last 2 weeks, and he's also in the top 8. He's been absolutely amazing this season, ranked in the top 22. This man has aged like a fine wine. Despite having knee issues, health issues, and being undersized, he is still one of the best point guards to do it. When we're talking about, what is this, his 16th season in the NBA, getting you close to 49% field goal percentage, over 97% free throw, which is insane, getting you 1.5 threes, he's getting you over 17 points, over 8 assists, getting you over a steal per game, and he only has 2.3 turnovers to 8.2 assists. That is amazing fantasy production. I always have concerns with him when it comes to his health, but outside of that, he's been amazing. And someone I skipped over accidentally, but that is Mr. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the two-time MVP, and he's on my Milwaukee Bucks, so you know he's one of my favorite players. But the free throw percentage has been a bit alarming, though it has been a lot better now over the last couple of weeks. That's why you see his ranking is starting to go up some. And hold on, I want to show the full extended box score, so we're gonna do that again. We're gonna pull up Giannis, and there we go, we get that full extended box score courtesy of Fantasy Basketball Wizard. He's getting you 1.3 steals per game, 1.3 blocks per game, over 28 points. He's hitting over a three-pointer per game. He has that free throw up to 64%. It was worse than that. It was in the 50s before, and it was really hurting. But now that that's going up some, it's a lot easier to stomach. It's still a punt free throw percentage, but he's been a lot better. The field goal percentage is above 56%. He's ideal in a points format. And if you are going to have him on your team, you're probably going to suffer in free throw percentage. But hopefully he continues to improve in that area, because if he were able to get closer to 75%, which probably isn't going to happen, but even closer to 70% would give him a huge boost to his value. Nikola Vucevic, ranked top 4 for the season. He's been having an astounding season. 2 rough games in a row as far as the field goal percentage, but he's getting you for the season 48% field goal, over 80% free throw, hitting close to 3 3-pointers per game, over 23 points per game, getting you double digit rebounds, getting you a good number of assists for a big, over a steal per game. The blocks per game, you always want that to be higher, but when he's doing everything else so well, including only 1.7 turnovers, I have him in an 8-team league where I have him together with Nikola Jokic, and you can guess, but I'm number 1 in that league because he's been that good. For a guy you could have picked in that 20 to 30 range, he's outproducing expectations again. People tend to sleep on this guy. I slept on him. I don't own him as much as I wish I would have, and he's just been absolutely great. Karl-Anthony Towns, came back from COVID and he's playing like the player that you drafted. It's been rough owning him this season with the long stretches of just poor production. Not poor production. He's produced when he's played, but with the injuries and missing games, it's been really hard to stomach that. But yesterday he had 30 points, 10 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, only 2 turnovers. He's just an amazing fantasy basketball player when healthy. He helps you almost in every category. A big man that can get you close to 2 blocks while also hitting 2 3-pointers, while also shooting 90% free throw and over 50% field goal. He's averaging 2.9 turnovers, which is pretty high, but he gets you more assists than he gives you turnovers, which is pretty nice. Karl-Anthony Towns, if you have him, I would start considering trying to make some sell high trades. Now that he's back, people are going to remember who he is. I do have concerns that the Minnesota Timberwolves would shut him down at some point, because if they don't have a top 3 draft pick this year, it goes to the Golden State Warriors. So at some point, Karl-Anthony Towns is too good for them to play him, and probably aren't going to risk his health if they're trying to tank the season. So something to keep in mind that could be coming down the pipeline. Tobias Harris struggled there for a couple of weeks, but he's now back in the top 20. And one of the reasons Tobias Harris is one of my favorite fantasy basketball players, he helps both your percentages, get you close to 2 3-pointers, gets you almost 21 points per game, gets you nice rebounding numbers. The steals and blocks are normally lower than I would like, but when he's doing everything else and still getting you close to 1 steal and 1 block and 2.1 turnovers isn't that bad as well. He's really helping. In my opinion, he's one of the most complete fantasy basketball players in category leagues, because he helps you almost in every single area. So, for example, Nikola Jokic has higher assists, but he also has higher turnovers and he has less blocks per game. Just the areas in which Tobias Harris hurts you, he barely hurts you in. He doesn't help you ideally, but he doesn't really hurt you in them either. So we saw last game, he had a steal, 2 blocks, 15 points, 15 rebounds, 24 points, 47% shooting, almost 88% free throw. That's just very valuable production. Tobias Harris is incredibly underrated. I have him in a 16-team league, and I'm going to hold on to him because he's one of my favorite glue guys, probably the premier glue guy outside of someone like Nikola Jokic. And I consider glue guys, guys that are so complete, you could put them almost in any build, and they'll fit the build nicely together. Pascal Siakam appeared on some of our buy low list earlier this season, but he's been much better over the last few weeks, and that's why it's important to watch some of those buy low videos, because people were really freaking out about Pascal Siakam's production. They thought he was washed, and they thought, man, he's been doing poorly since the bubble. He continues to do poorly, and now you see he's performing at a top 12 level over the last 2 weeks. He still has 3 games remaining for the week, and we've seen his percentages increase. He's still getting you 2 3-pointers per game, getting you over 24 points per game, getting you nice steals numbers, getting you close to a block per game, and the turnovers are really low. So while Pascal Siakam was struggling, it looks like he's back now. And if you had him and you kept him, good for you. If you still want to trade him, now's your opportunity to get really good value for him. If you sold while his value was low, that's why you hold on just a little bit longer and let some of these studs play themselves into midseason form. That's why I always tell you, don't give up on your studs too quickly. And if you are, make sure you're getting some good value back. Don't just get sell low and get some pump or dump guy that's doing good for the week, and then you give up a guy like Pascal Siakam, who's now hitting his form. Joel Embiid has been pretty frustrating. He's been great when he's playing, but there's some things I don't like. I don't like the 3.3 turnovers. He's getting more turnovers than assists. In my opinion, those players tend to hurt you. Even if it doesn't seem like it's much of a discrepancy, I have him and Trae Young in a league where they put up such crazy numbers, but I'm really struggling in that league, and I think a lot of it has to do with all of the turnovers they're getting, as well as the random, he's been missed some random games here and there. It hasn't been a whole lot, but you can see here he missed on January 31st, he missed on February 15th, and those random misses can really hurt you. He's an MVP candidate. His production is amazing. there's no questioning his production, but I really wish he would bring the turnovers down some. The percentages are nice. He's getting you close to 30 points per game, close to 11 rebounds per game. The steals and blocks numbers are really nice, but I would really try to sell high on Joel Embiid if you can. He's an amazing player for sure, but the high turnovers when he's barely helping me in assist. Last game he did get 9 assists, which is nice, but that's not really an aspect of his game. And I do believe Ben Simmons missed that game as well. So if Ben Simmons is healthy, assist is not something he's going to help you with. The turnovers tend to add up, and he does have some injury concerns. So in my opinion, that makes him a sell high candidate. LaMelo Ball, can you believe he is ranked inside the top 15? This guy is a rookie. I severely underrated how good he could be. It looks like at this point he's going to be the rookie of the year. I'm ashamed that he was the cover boy of my do not draft video. So big L for me, big L for LaMelo, as in his name starts with L, not because he's been playing like an L, because he's been playing like a straight up winner. His field goal percentage leaves something to be desired, but that makes sense with him being a rookie. The free throw percentage isn't the greatest either, but it's not hurting you. Has 1.8 three-pointers per game, getting you 6 rebounds, 6 assists per game with 1.5 steals, and the 2.7 turnovers is not bad when he's getting you 6.1 assists. He's been an amazing player so far. I still think he's somewhat of a sell-high candidate. Rookie wall, the rookie wall is a real thing, and at some point we could see him dealing with fatigue. We could also see him just, you know, come back to earth some. You could probably get really good value for him right now, so consider moving him if you get some really nice pieces back. If you're not getting really nice value back, then don't worry about it. Kristaps Porzingis has been relatively healthy, and he's been playing really well. You see, for the season, he's only at 101, but that's due to him missing time at the beginning of the season. But so far, over the last 2 weeks, he's ranked in the top 15, and a lot of that has to do with his really nice percentages, getting 3 three-pointers per game, getting nice blocks per game. And if you can get Karl Anthony Towns or Christian Wood when they're healthy, Kristaps Porzingis is one of the best three-point shooting shot blockers in the entire NBA. Luka Doncic has been unreal over the last 2 weeks. He's ranked number 12 for the season. The last 2 weeks, he's ranked at 16. So he's doing a little worse. And why is that? Well, that's the 5.3 turnovers per game. That can be really damaging, especially when he doesn't get you a steal or a block per game. The other numbers have been amazing though, and he's gotten the free throw percentage up significantly over the last 2 weeks. He's shooting close to 83%, getting close to 4 three-pointers, almost 36 points per game, almost 8 rebounds per game, almost 9 assists per game. If he ever got the turnovers down and got you more steals and blocks, that would make him easily a top 3 or 4 player. Until we see that happen though, this is probably the range we'll be used to seeing him in category leagues, at least in points leagues. He's an absolute stud. I mean, he's an absolute stud in any format, but there are just some holes to his categories league game that keeps him out of that top 10 range. Robert Covington, guess who's here? Guess who's in the top 25 over the last 2 weeks, more specifically in the top 17. A guy I got shamed for believing in, a guy I got shamed for telling you to hold on to when the games were looking rough. Guys questioned me, guys said, give it up, man. He's not good, man. He's not helping in your category leagues, man. You need to pick up this guy that's not owned in 5% of leagues, man. That's who you need to have, man. You can't have Robert Covington, man. Robert Covington is trash, man. And I will say I feel completely vindicated, but at the same time, not at all surprised, because this is who Robert Covington is. And if you could not bear that rough production and you dropped him, now he's killing it on somebody else's team and you gave him a nice gift. I didn't give him up, and I actually made a trade for him when he was playing at his absolute worst. I made a trade where I got him on my team. He's been an absolute stud. And even for the season, he's ranked 56. Where was he being drafted? He was being drafted 60 to 65. So he's outproducing where he was drafted now for the season. That's why you don't give up on guys a month into the season. What is this? We're not even 2 months in. We're getting towards the middle of the season, and he's playing himself into what? Mid-season form. all calls that I made. And if you watch this channel, you know it's true. I don't really see people clowning me anymore for telling you Robert Covington is the real deal. You hold on. You hold on and you held on. What did he do? He had 4 blocks last game. Had 2 three-pointers. Had 2 steals. Only 1 turnover. What did he do the game before that? The field goal percentage was bad, sure. But he got you 6 blocks. So that's 10 blocks from Robert Covington in the last 2 games. Now he's at 1.6 steals and at 0.8 blocks per game with only 1 turnover, close to 2 three-pointers. And he's getting better. The upside is there. So if you held on to him, congratulations to you. If you dropped him, I hope you learned a valuable lesson about fantasy basketball, that if you cannot stomach some poor production for the first month of the season, you're going to watch that player blow up on somebody else's team. If they're getting minutes, if the role is there, and if they're healthy, and they're not like 35 years old, then maybe you should practice some patience. That's something that'll serve you not only in fantasy basketball, it'll serve you in investing, and it'll serve you in life. Life lessons. Ben Simmons has been pretty good so far. He did miss on February 17th. He was dealing with the flu, so he did not play. But we saw him have a 42-point game with 9 rebounds, 12 assists. And for the season, not a guy that's ever going to help with your threes. Doesn't help with your free throw percentage. Very similar to Giannis, except Giannis hits threes. But the steals and the blocks are nice. They're actually 2 really good players to pair together if you're just going to punt free throw percentage and punt turnovers. But at that point, you're probably going to be hurting in three-pointers as well. But if you're doing a punt free throw build, Ben Simmons is at his most ideal. Kyle Anderson, after starting the season off hot, started to struggle a bit, and he has turned it back on. He is now ranked again in the top 19. And what has he done? The field goal percentage above 50, over 80% free throw, hitting over 2 three-pointers, getting you 1.9 steals, close to a block per game. He's keeping the turnovers really low, and he's ranked in the top 19. So Kyle Anderson, I still worry about his long-term value once the team is fully healthy, but he's been an amazing glue player for a Memphis Grizzlies team that, in my opinion, is really outdoing expectations. They've dealt with so many injuries, and they're still really competitive and probably going to make the playoffs. And they don't have Jaren Jackson Jr., and they miss Ja Morant for significant periods of time. Even right now, they're playing Grayson Allen significant minutes because of Desmond Bane not playing, as well as DeAnthony Melton not playing. So they're still dealing with injuries, but they keep chugging along. Kyle Anderson has been a big part of that. I would say he is a sell high target right now while he's doing so well. Zion Williamson has played himself into the top 20. I know some people regretted drafting him because, you know, he had some flaws. I don't have him on a whole lot of teams, but he's getting significant playing time. His field goal percentage has been insane. He's shooting almost 62% from the field for a guy scoring 25 points. The steals, he's got getting you a steal per game. He's getting you 0.7 blocks per game. Not the best, but not the worst. He's not hitting three-pointers, but that field goal percentage and points per game is absolutely redonkulous. He's been getting a couple of steals, more steals recently, and that's contributing to him showing up in this top 20. If he can continue to get steals, if he can continue to score that well and continue to stay healthy and play minutes, Zion Williamson is looking like a very nice draft pickup, even though when he started the season, it wasn't looking that way. All right, we have a few more to discuss. Jrue Holiday's on this list, but he hasn't played a whole lot due to COVID. Who else can we discuss? Kyrie Irving, for as much, he's just like James Harden, for as much crap as I hear talked about Kyrie Irving, he's absolutely one of the best players in the world. This guy's averaging as a point guard 53% field goal, 92% free throw, over a 3 per game, over 28 points, getting you over a steal per game, and 0.8 blocks per game. So that's better than Nikola Jokic. He's getting more blocks than Nikola Jokic, Kyrie Irving is. And he only gets you 2.4 turnovers compared to 5.7 assists. The only issue is he did miss some time because it looks like he just needed a break from himself. And he's been dealing with random injuries. And that tends to happen with Kyrie Irving. He's always so good. but he just ends up missing a lot of time due to random injuries that he gets. We saw him miss a game with his back, due to his back. It makes him somewhat unreliable just when he can miss random games like that. But when he is playing, he's one of the best. I would still consider trading him high right now if you can get someone you think is more consistent as far as availability. For example, Damian Lillard, somebody's probably not going to give him up, but maybe you could package him with somebody else after he has a 40-point game. But with how hot Damian Lillard has been, I still don't see anyone biting. So the production is there for Kyrie Irving. What's not there is the availability, which to me makes him a sell-high candidate. Jimmy Butler is ranked in the top 23, and I know I sold low on him. I regret doing that, at least in one league. I still have him in several other leagues, and his assist numbers have been insane. He's getting over 7 assists. He's getting you close, over 19 points per game. The percentages, while the field goal percentage isn't amazing, it's about average. The free throw percentage is nice. Almost 2 steals per game, and he's only getting 1.9 turnovers, considering he's getting you over 7 assists per game. So Jimmy Butler is back. The team has been struggling some, but I think they'll right that ship because Jimmy Butler is one of the best players in the NBA as well as in fantasy basketball. So if you have him, hold on tight to him unless you get a really good player back. Maybe you could package him with somebody else to try to get a top 10 guy. But Jimmy Butler, when he's at his best, still has that top 10 potential. He has been hitting more three-pointers. I mean, for a guy that barely averages any, he's hit 1 three-pointer 4 of the last 5 games. So that's just something to keep in mind. If he gets more consistent three-point shots, if he gets closer to 1 per game as opposed to getting close to 0, that would boost his value significantly. Brandon Ingram has been a top 20 player so far for the season. He's been a stud as well. For a guy you could have grabbed around that 45 to 50 range, he's really outdoing, he's not outdoing my expectations. I had high expectations for him. He has really nice field goal percentage, really nice free throw percentage. Over 2.6 three-pointers made is really nice. The points are nice, the rebounds are nice, the assists are nice, and only 2.5 turnovers per game when he's getting 4.8 assists. I like that. He's getting you a whole block per game. If he could get the steals per game to 1 as well, that would boost his value significantly. Him and Zion Williamson have worked out a lot better together than people assumed. And there were a lot of detractors saying that Zion would take away from Brandon, and that has not been the case. They've worked really well together. So if you have Brandon Ingram, unless I'm getting a guy like Carl Anthony Towns in a package, I'm holding on to him. DeJounte Murray has been pretty great as well. He's ranked inside the top 25 over the last 2 weeks. While the Spurs don't have a game until February 24th due to COVID, I believe Keldon Johnson had COVID, which has led to those postponement of those games. His percentages, not the best, but they're far from the worst. He's getting you at least 1 three-pointer per game, 1.6 steals per game, 5 assists, and keeping the turnovers really low. Those guys that get you a lot of assists to keep the turnovers low, they are so valuable. I am telling you, it is one of the most underrated metrics when it comes to gauging guys that can help you in category leagues. The guys that are getting you significantly more assists than turnovers, believe me, it is a reoccurring theme that you see here over and over and over. So despite him only scoring 15 points per game, despite only getting 1 three-pointer per game, and the field goal percentage and free throw percentage not being that amazing, just the ability to get you that 5 assists and that 1.7 turnovers makes him really valuable. So keep that in mind when you're constructing your teams. All right, guys, let's go and discuss one more guy, just because there were two that we're not going to count in Jrue Holiday and Christian Wood. So that is going to be, and we're not going to count Shai Gilgeous-Alexander because he hasn't been playing enough games either. So we're going to go with Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal has been an absolute stud this season, getting you close to 33 points per game. And hold on, I want to see that extended box score. All right, so we should be able to get this extended box score now. And Bradley Beal ranked in the top 25 over the last 2 weeks. He's hitting over 2 three-pointers per game, getting you almost 33 points per game, getting you over a steal per game. The 3.1 turnovers is a little high, but he's still getting you more assists. I do want to see the turnovers down some, though. The field goal percentage is nice, almost 90% free throw. That's elite production from Bradley Beal. He's ranked 13 for the season, which is right on par with his ADP at draft position. Though there were many people who were apprehensive of picking up Bradley Beal there. I know I had some people question why I would pick up Bradley Beal instead of Jason Tatum, and Bradley Beal's been blowing his production out of the water so far. So I don't regret making that move in my mock draft. And if you picked up Bradley Beal, I doubt you're regretting it. That was one of those preseason narratives that I thought was silly, that he wouldn't produce because of Russell Westbrook, when James Harden produced with Russell Westbrook. So did Kevin Durant, and so has Paul George. We've seen that trend already. So it wasn't based on fact. It was just a theory that didn't really make much sense when you analyzed Russell Westbrook's past teammates. And Bradley Beal's that caliber of an offensive player where it wasn't going to hurt him. And so far that has been the case. He's been great. And we could even see him get more blocks per game than he's getting now, because we've seen him in the past get closer to one. So Bradley Beal, been an absolute stud. And the last person we are going to discuss is LeBron Raymond James. He's ranked 14 for the season. His field goal percentage is great. The free throw percentage for the season at 71.1 isn't the worst, but it's not really good either. He's getting 2.5 three-pointers made, 25.7 points, over 8 rebounds, close to 8 assists. The steal per game is okay. 3.7 turnovers for the season. When he's getting 7.9 assists, isn't awful. But Anthony Davis is out right now, which I think is going to make things harder. And over the last 2 weeks, we've seen him take 6 free throws per game, only make 69% of them. The three-pointers made have fallen off some. And the stocks numbers have been better, but he's getting over 4 turnovers per game, which I foresee being a trend as long as Anthony Davis is out and not drawing that defensive attention. I really think outside of Anthony Davis, there's just a lot of flawed players on that Lakers roster. So he's ideally a punt free throw guy. So if you don't have a punt free throw build, I don't think you're getting the maximum out of LeBron James, and he's preventing you from getting the max out of your team. But all right, guys, those are the top 25 players over the last 2 weeks. Let me know, which of these guys do you have? Which of these guys do you want to trade for? Did any of these players surprise you being there? Comment below and let me know. And if you have not yet, please join the official Discord server of Barack Lesnar Hoops. I mentioned it to you before. There is a link in the description. The community is now at 369 members. We're getting daily fantasy basketball updates daily. So if you play daily fantasy basketball, come check out the projections from Analytics City. We have NBA news updates daily. We're getting some of the top Twitter accounts to give us some really nice updates, including some performances for the previous night. And we're getting updates on news that's relevant from Sham Sharania. And we're following the NBA Edge page as well. There's just a lot of discussion happening. Everything segmented so nicely. So if you want to come discuss your trade, you could come to the trades channel. If you want to know if you should keep or cut a guy, you could come to the keep or cut a guy section. If you're a commission, you want to talk to other commissioners, we have the commish talk section. You could come in our mailbag. You could submit your team to be rated in the rate my team section. So there's just a lot of activity happening in this Discord. It is growing quickly. And my one question is, why are you not in it yet? And if you're in it, comment below and let me know so I can show you some love. But all right, guys, thank you so much for watching. Smash that like button for me. Watch one of these videos above. Until next time, this is Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops. Sayonara.